In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. It's good to be back. It was an enjoyable time when we were at the Parish Life Conference, the Diocesan Conference here in San Diego, and then the National Convention out in Grand Rapids, and also visiting some family. But it is very, very good to be back. The theme of those conferences was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a great verse. I like the verse enough that in my senior yearbook, I used it as one of my senior quotes. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But it's also a verse that can be very easily misunderstood. There are three things that are mentioned in the verse: I, all things, and Christ. And if you focus on two out of three of those, you're kind of missing the point. You can focus on yourself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And all of a sudden, it's about my needs and my wants. And you ignore the fact that that's not what God teaches us. God doesn't teach us, put yourself before others. God doesn't teach us that that we should be served or that we should be exerting our will over others. He teaches us that we should serve, that we should put others before us. Like Paul actually talked about in the epistle today, that the stronger one should encourage the weak, and that we should seek the salvation of those around us, working together, not for our own will. And so we miss the whole point of it when we focus on the I, when it's about me. Likewise, if we focus on all things, we can miss the point. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All of a sudden, it might be about doing something that seems spectacular, something that those around us are really impressed with, something that would get a lot of hits or would go viral. All of a sudden, it's all, once again, it becomes about me. It becomes about doing this amazing thing that draws attention to me. And so if you focus either on the I part, on yourself, or you focus on the all things, you miss the part that's most important, which is Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, when we focus on Christ, all of a sudden, I'm not that important. When we focus on the God of the universe who created everything, I seem not really insignificant, because I know that I'm loved, and I know that's where my value comes from, is that he created me as his child and that I am loved. But all of a sudden, me and my priorities aren't nearly as important as his. The one who created us and the one who put us on this world to love God and to love those around us. And then all of a sudden, doing those all things isn't that important either. Having accomplishments for the sake of accomplishment's sake, or having done something so that we'll be remembered, that's not nearly as important as doing those things for the salvation of the world, for the salvation of those around us. And that's what happens. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not about doing all these amazing things. It's not about attention being paid to me, but it's about Christ. And it's about the fact that those things that they're talking, that he's talking about, that those things that we can do through Christ are the things that are for the salvation of those who are involved. Sometimes even wanting to do something amazing for the sake of ministry is missing the point. Sometimes it's not in doing something big and brilliant, but instead it's doing the small things. Sometimes that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me isn't about something that's spectacular that everybody will go, oh, but it's one of those things that nobody else ever sees. It's one of those things that's done quietly for the salvation of those who are involved, with maybe without them even knowing it. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ultimately, isn't about me, and it's not about the world, but it's about Christ. It's about doing those things that are for the salvation of those involved. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful promise that he's given to us. It doesn't mean that everything that we set out to do, we do. It does mean that those things that we set out to do that are within his will, we do. But not through our strength, through His strength. And it's a great promise. It's that great promise that shows how much He loves us. That those things that are for our salvation, He wants to do for us and through us, to His glory, that of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.